West Virginia teachers are ending their strike, which has shut down all the state's public schools since last Thursday. Union leaders met with Governor Jim Justice, and they have settled on higher pay rates. On the line with us now to give us an update is Dave Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Elsa.
What was the main sticking point for teachers going into this strike? What was the main thing that they wanted to get out of it?
Well, there were a couple of big things. One being pay. West Virginia ranks 48th nationally across the United States, including Washington, D.C., in average teacher pay. So that was a big one, as well as a long-term fix, to their health care program known as the Public Employees Insurance Agency. In terms of pay increases, the governor last week, on the eve of this strike, signed a bill that called for teachers a 4% raise over the course of 3 years.
Mm.
For school service personnel, that called for 3% over 2 years. When that bill was signed, teachers went immediately, did not change their plans. They started their walkout, and that's where things stood up until today.
Okay, and so what did they get out of the deal with the governor today?
Right, so union leaders met with Governor Justice,
mm-hmm.
and this evening they announced a 5% raise for teachers this coming year. That also comes along with a 3% raise for all state employees.
Okay.
So as far as what the deal came out today, 3% across the board for all state employees,
uh-huh.
with an additional 2% for teachers and service personnel.
Throughout this strike, the governor has said that the state's economy is still kind of on shaky ground, and he has asked the school employees to just hang on and wait for the economy to continue to recover. Where is this money going to come from, this money that's been promised to the teachers and other employees?
That's the question. I mean, at this point, it goes to the hands of the legislature. They've been saying all along that the Republican leadership has called on the governor and themselves to be fiscally responsible. They've told teachers that. So with this even higher salary increase for teachers and also including other state employees,
mm-hmm.
that right now is the big question at hand.
So the state legislature still has to formally approve this. And how likely is that going to happen?
Well, there is a deadline for them tomorrow, but the governor could actually call them back into special session. The governor's office is also looking at some provisions in state code that would allow them to pass this before the end of the session, which is March 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't happen by the end of the session, he can always call them back for a special session, and it's likely that that's probably going to be the way that this works out.
Okay, so it's not a done deal yet. I'm assuming you've talked to some teachers. How are they feeling about the deal that went through as of today?
Right. Well, you know, as this press conference was going on, the teachers, they packed outside of the governor's reception room. Eventually, some of them were let into the press conference. And, you know, while a few expressed a lot of happiness over this,
mm-hmm.
There weren't as many cheers as you would have expected, as we've heard all along throughout this strike. But I will say that, you know, that to me indicates some skepticism, which I think inevitably we're going to see a lot of from lawmakers as this continues on.
Okay. That's Dave Mistich of West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.